Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Welcome into the PHNX Suns VIP Lounge, where the Phoenix Suns took down the Memphis Grizzlies 119-94. As always, we are brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Saul Bookman, you look amazing.
I figured I'd start the game off, or the show off, just like JaVale started the game off and wear my shades. Let's go.
Do you have like four other pairs?
Unfortunately, Espo, no, I do not. Frank Sanders took the only other pair I had, which were lensless. So there we go.
Yeah, I'll just keep changing the colors of my glasses throughout
there
the show.
You go. There you go. Gerald, I feel like we should have prepared better for this.
Did not get the assignment.
I didn't see him put him on. So when I turned to you guys after I did the intro, I was real shocked. Well, I'm Lindsay Smith. That's Saul Bookman, Gerald Bourget, and Espo, of course. And welcome in to the PHNX Suns VIP Lounge. Guys, you feeling good? Seven straight.
Seven.
Was that a Friends reference?
It was a Friends reference.
I got you.
I did not get it.
Look, of course, this was the first time it felt like we saw this team play to their full potential. It was a fun game. Although, it's weird when you get a full game, that fourth quarter is somewhat meaningless. It's less exciting, I'll say that for it.
If they could all be like that, I would be happy. You know?
Yeah. I mean, we did see a few tweets tonight where people are like, low-key kind of bored right now, you know, in that fourth quarter. And I kind of get what you're saying, because like when you go into the fourth quarter with the 30-point lead, unless your team decides to have a little bit of shenanigans in there like the other night, you're kind of just waiting for it to kind of end, right?
Yeah, you're more or less you're just waiting for it to end because you don't want anybody to get hurt. You're just – you wish you could just fast forward the rest of the game. Hell, Monty was on the sideline yawning. Yeah. He was bored. We were bored. Everybody was bored.
How about them doing him dirty by cutting over there while he's yawning, too?
Like, I know.
Come on, guys. Like,
can I just say, it feels really good to be on the reverse side of situations like that. Yes. Like, you remember a few years ago when Steve Kerr let his players like draw up plays for a game against us because they were beating us that badly?
Yep. Yes.
The fact that we can be put on camera yawning because we're beating another team so badly, it feels nice that we're on that side of things these days.
You still did Monty dirty. I'm going to say it.
Fair, but
I'm just glad there was no drama in that fourth where like Frank had an opportunity to drop 30 and I thought I was getting the needle. You know, like
I was thinking a different kind of drama, like letting a team that you had a 30-point lead come back in and close it down to three or so, you know?
Yeah. I'm okay without any drama.
Yeah, same. Right. Are we going to officially say this is our first full game of the season?
Yes.
Are we saying it?
Yes. Finally.
All right. Shane, this is where you put the claps. Yay!
Shane, all lacking enthusiasm as he hits the clap button.
Yeah, you can't lack enthusiasm in the VIP now. Let's go.
I'm fired up.
There we go.
We pulled back the velvet rope. We let you in.
I'm just doing a lot of things. Okay. But I'm fired up. Okay.
He's frazzled but fired up, ladies and gentlemen.
The chat is already talking about Dooley, a.k.a. Walmart Devin Booker.
Yes.
I do not want to talk about Dooley tonight.
But Egyptian Poppy went off.
I am not calling any man Egyptian Poppy. I'm sorry.
Downhill Dooley. We'll stick with Downhill Dooley. But he had a nice game. Really, he did stuff finally.
He did
nice stuff.
He did.
Is it Abdel or Abdul?
Abdul.
It is Abdul.
It's spelled Abdel, okay, Abdul. But it's pronounced Abdul.
So why do they call him Dooley?
Yeah.
Yes, he had a nice game, 4 or 5, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 personal fouls, That's great. I could drop two in a 30-point blowout.
No, you can't. About, no, no, I you couldn't. Can't.
I couldn't drop two without any defense, but that's all right. So.
Poor Jalen Smith.
The only deuces you're dropping.
Me and Jalen Smith could drop that.
Oh, man.
As well, since you had to begrudgingly talk about Abdul Nader, would you like to take us to the bar now?
Let's belly up to the bar. We got Jay's Salsa Seltzer tonight.
Yes.
In honor of one Jay Crowder, who had himself a night, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 5 of 8 from 3-point land, 6 of 10 overall. Jay Crowder, have yourself an evening. Welcome to the season. Finally, a Jay Crowder game that we could be proud of.
Yeah, and we've been kind of waiting for Jay Crowder to have a good game, Cam Johnson to have a good game, the Suns to shoot the 3-ball well, and all of those things kind of happened. Cam was 3-for-6. Jay was 5-for-8 from 3. And the Suns made a season high 18 threes. So the shots were finally falling tonight.
Yes.
Finally.
For
finally.
4 full quarters.
Yes. And all it took was playing the league's worst defense. Put we it did
hey.
It. We're here.
Hey, it beats not doing that to the yes. league's worst defense.
Yes. Like,
yes.
And you can use it as like a momentum boost for some of the better defenses you're going to see.
Well, and they're going to need it with the way that their schedule is. We've got the Rockets on Sunday. Who do we have on Monday again?
Not the Rockets again. I'll tell you.
No, not the Rockets. It is.
I love that we. Oh, you're going to need it. And then
Timberwolves. Oh, yeah.
She
the Timberwolves.
Rockets and the Timberwolves Sunday and Monday.
Mm-hmm. More momentum boosters.
Ooh, that second half of that back to back is going to be. Yeah. It's going to be fun and could be brutal, too, just because the Timberwolves are playing really good basketball. They're a fun team to watch, you know? So.
Well, they've got that future son. Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Sam, Saul is looking like JaVale with the glasses on because it's a vibe. We're in the VIP lounge. He's bringing all the vibes tonight. That's why he's rocking the glasses.
And just like JaVale, I will only be here for 3 minutes. So, is that too soon? JaVale's the only one. If we're going to talk about a complete game, JaVale's the only one that didn't have a complete game whatsoever.
He had foul trouble again.
He shot 4-of-6.
He had 9 points and 6 rebounds, also 4 fouls.
He was a plus 16.
He wasn't even looking at the screen. Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Our audio-only audience really loving it.
Yeah, well, it was JaVale diving for a loose ball in volleyball on the beach.
Yes, because we felt that there were some comparisons to when JaVale wore the first set of glasses, the ones that were tinted.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He did low-key look a little bit like a beach volleyball player.
Kind of look like Iceman. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you know?
Let's be honest. Saul's wearing those so he can fall asleep about 15 minutes in this show.
I will tell you this. I will tell you this right now. I have been wearing these for about 5 minutes now, and I don't remember the last 4 minutes because I swear my eyes have been closed the whole time.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I'm back, guys.
You're back and ready to go.
Let me take these off.
There he goes.
God damn, it's bright in here.
It's bright in here, huh? Christ.
Who turned the lights on?
All right, let's take a look at tonight's king of the game. Our draft king of the game is Chris Paul. He had 15 points, 12 assists, 5 steals. Also added in 4 rebounds there. Mm-hmm. Really solid game by Chris Paul. What you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you, Lindsay.
Me, why?
I just noticed that you do this every time. You're like, and our draft
I have
king.
I have jazz hands.
Those are jazz hands.
She's like the draft king's king of the game, where she throws her arms up into
excitement. Like, she's like the herald announcing the king. Right? Make way.
The king of the game.
Listen,
we need a trumpet sound effect.
I feel like if I put my hand in the air, you guys won't talk over me as much because you're like, if I talk too much, she might catch me with my own hand.
She's serious.
Fuck you guys, I have the floor.
My God, Lodoka Bones at attention, Walmart shopper.
Did you see the other one? I think it was Chris in the chat said, the Grizz ran out of gas just like Gerald Starr.
I was hoping that one would fly under the radar.
People don't forget. People don't forget.
You guys have great memories. Damn it.
But Chris Paul had a great game. He had a fantastic game. Yes,
he did.
Circling back around.
Okay, yes. But hold on.
Chris Paul had a great game.
No, listen. Brian in the chat, he's got my back. He said it's called. It's called showmanship. You don't win back-to-back Emmys without talent, guys.
Just back-to-back Emmys, it's also back-to-back Sunnies. Four-time award winner.
Lindsey Smith.
Okay, you guys go to Chris Paul.
Oh, boy.
He had a 7-0 run there. It was a big part in a 17-2 run for the Suns that really broke this open. Yeah. I think that's a big reason why he was our DraftKings player of the game, because instead of waiting into the fourth quarter, he actually decided, I'm going to take over offensively there earlier in the game and really kind of close the door on the Grizz.
It's because he knows. You know, he's a veteran. He knows. And he knew that this is a game where they really shouldn't be playing in the fourth quarter, the starters. So when you're a veteran and you understand that and you understand how depleted this other team is or how defensively inefficient they are, you take advantage, you put them away, and then you go sit down on the bench, and that's exactly what Chris did tonight.
Yeah, and he was, I think in the first half, like the first four buckets he made were all from like near the same spot on the floor. He knows how to pick bad defenses apart, and that's what he was doing. And, you know, finishing with 12 assists, he's still leading the league in assists at age 36, which is ridiculous. He's just a pro, and he cracks me up because he always does these things that make me laugh. And I think we're going to talk about this a little bit.
Let's talk about the tweet. Oh, do we have a tweet of the night?
Oh, sorry. I was messaging Shane.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if we had a tweet of the night.
That was
even
me.
If we don't.
Our tweet of the night is what Gerald just said.
Oh, yeah. I said, I swear Chris Paul does one of two things every single game that make me laugh out loud. And it's because he's such a petty, over-competitive ass, but he's our petty, over-competitive ass. Like, I love that about him. It's so funny the way he, like in the first half, D'Anthony Melton was reaching on him, right? Mm-hmm. And he was getting annoyed because Melton was getting at the ball. And so he did his vintage rip through move, got an easy foul on him. And I laughed because he just always does that shit because he's like, oh, okay, this guy's going to come at me like that. No. And he did it to Zaire Williams, I think it was. In the second half, he was up on him. He got a foul shot out of him. And the guy was complaining, so Chris Paul did the too small thing and was like doing the rip through. And he just does that shit every game, and it always makes
Chris
me smile.
Chris Paul reminds me of that kid on the playground when you're in elementary school that like maybe you blew right by and maybe laughed, and then they were like, oh, never again. And then they just tried to D you up, but they didn't even know how to play defense. They just wanted to hack at you. And Chris Paul knows how to play defense, so you get the worst of both worlds because he knows how to play his defense. He's most of the time better than that defender. And it's just, he's kind of a bully out there.
Yeah,
he's just kind of a bully.
Wait a second. What's wrong with that kid in elementary school? That was me.
Espo, first of all, never. Okay, yes. All right. It was probably you, Espo.
It was.
You
got to
control your anger sometimes, Espo.
I buried it down deep. That's why it only shows up every once in a while now.
It's true.
Since we're talking about DraftKings, can I bring up a little personal thing here?
Yes, tell us. Go ahead. Tell us what happened on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Per the DraftKings Sportsbook app, yes.
Yes. Before the game, I was feeling a little saucy, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to throw 25 down on Jay Crowder to make the first basket in the game, and I'll use one of these 50% profit boosts because I got like three of them. I hit. I bet $25, and I won $437 tonight.
Very nice.
So maybe I'll take out the missus for a sweet, sweet meal.
We've already talked about that. Twitter has already decided that's going to the wedding fund.
Yeah, you gotta withdraw that right away and Venmo it over.
It's going to the wedding fund, and the wedding fund is only being used for the after party.
I actually screwed it up. I put that money on the money line for the Grizzlies right after I won it.
Ooh.
So it's gone.
I didn't. It's there. If the missus asks, it's gone. But otherwise, it's still in the app.
Okay, so this is one of the cool things about the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Espo, you just mentioned it. It's an odds boost. That's what it's called, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Profit boost.
So tell us what that is, because when you sign up for the DraftKings Sportsbook app, they just randomly send you these things that are like added bonuses for being on their app.
So basically, I got an additional 50% on top of my winnings. So
you would have won $200-something.
Yeah.
And then doubled.
They right? gave me a 50%. So
oh, 50%. 50%.
You're getting burned in the chat, by the way, just so you know.
I'm used to it. The Cove Crazies likes to take crap out on me. It's all right. It's fine. I'm not even going to read. I'm just going to talk with Lindsay about my
direct profit. I got you.
Because this is going to hurt my feelings when I turn it down.
When are you going to give the missus the max?
Oh, ooh. Never mind. That's what that ring on her finger was. That was the max. That's all I could afford. So
about that DraftKings Sportsbook app, if you guys download it right now and you use the code PHNX when you sign up, after you place just a $1 bet on any NBA team to score, which it's the NBA, they're going to score, you can win $100 in free bets instantly. When your team scores or any team scores, you score with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. As we said, there's a lot of great components to this app. So, again, download it right now. Use the code PHNX and you could win $100 in free bets.
Basically, with this deal, you're the Globetrotters and DraftKings is the Washington Generals. You're going to score. It's definite. So.
Right. That's 21 and older only, Arizona only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Please tell me what's happening in the comments section.
I'm dying right now because Manuel said we got to make the print bigger for Espo, and I looked at Saul, and Saul goes, what does it say?
I also love Sam in the chat saying Espo being selfish again, not thinking about Saul's wedding.
You know, I invited him to my wedding. He declined. He didn't want to come.
Hold on.
He was like, you know what? No, I got to stay here and I got to man the fort, even though there's 16 other people here at this company that could fill our seat. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I'm not bitter at all. It's all good.
Who slides in if the two leaders of the company aren't here? Who slides in? I feel like there's a leader. Yeah. See, Shane takes over, and I can't let that happen.
Lindsay and Gerald are fully capable of running this shindig on their own.
What am I to you, Espo?
You know what I mean? I have faith in our people.
I don't know.
Exactly. Espo, we're in a fight. I was on your team there.
You like how I'm setting this all up, Shane? You like how I'm just throwing up softballs and they just keep hitting them?
Oh boy.
Okay, Lindsay, you can take over for Saul anytime you'd like. He's here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. See, I flipped it back around on you.
Completely irrelevant anecdote.
All right. Shall we get back to a little bit of Suns basketball?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
Let's take a look. Saul, Espo, you guys are going to love this highlight. Let's take a look at our highlight of the game.
Does it have food in it?
Does Frank dunk?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
It features your favorite Abdul Nader.
It was a really pretty bounce pass
from Chris Paul, though.
Yeah.
And our friend Kellen Olson tweeted out a picture of this from a screenshot of this. There's five Grizzlies defenders that Chris Paul goes through, basically, on that bounce pass. An entire basketball team cannot stop a Chris Paul bounce pass.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty. And it's Abdul Nader at his best when he's running in transition and doesn't have the ball in his hands already. So it was perfect.
Yeah, it was a really pretty thing. Chris Paul's still leading in assists, correct? Yes.
Still leading the league in assists. I think he was at just under 11 coming into tonight, and he had 12 tonight. So,
so should be solid there.
Yep.
I like it.
I'd be shocked if he didn't lead the league in assists the entire year. So,
Manuel said, seriously thought that was Book.
Exactly.
That's a compliment. Look, in multiple ways.
If you squint, he does look like Booker. The 11 can look like a 1 from a distance. He looks like Booker. Thus, Walmart Devin Booker.
Oh, man.
That's why I call him that.
Dang, I didn't mean to set you up for that.
Yeah, you set me up.
You're welcome.
By the way, Brian, I am fine with being Saul's work wife. That's fine with them.
You guys have like an odd couple, like cute little bickering thing going on.
Do we?
Yeah, like you fight constantly, like you bicker constantly, but then you also say very kind things about each other every once in a while. Like,
that's usually when the other one's not around.
No, you said it to his face the other day.
I said it to you in the pregame. I love your barbecue.
Yeah, we had a tender moment. You guys hugged on a show. Remember that?
We have video evidence.
I don't remember any of these things.
Of you guys being very nice to each other.
I don't believe you.
Robert, this man with the Westworld response, that doesn't look like anything to me.
No.
Robert, I would say Walmart Devin Booker to Abdul Nader's face because that's a compliment.
Is it?
All right? Yes. It means he's a good-looking guy. He can play the what? Why?
No, that's a slight. You just slighted him. You said Walmart Devin Booker, like Walmart's a bad place to go compared to Devin Booker.
Is bad.
What do we, if Devin Booker is like Louis Vuitton, he's Armani, even better. Okay. And Abdul Nader is Walmart. That's a significant gap.
I would say that to Abdul Nader's face.
We're never going to have him on the show.
That confident. Lindsay's just over like, I can't believe this went off the rails again. How the hell did this happen?
No, I mean, I'll let you guys fight that one out. I don't have a car in this race, so.
You don't have a thought about that at all?
Nope. Not one that I'm going to say out loud.
We just can't have Abdul Nader on the show, I guess.
I guess not.
Now we got to worry about this guy calling him Walmart.
The show, I'm like, hey, what do you think about being called Walmart Devin Booker? You like it? Don't like it? We can stop doing it if you don't like it.
I call PJ Tucker the garbage man to his face.
That's different, though. That's like that's clearly meant as a compliment.
That's like calling him the junkyard dog. Like, that's like almost like a compliment because you get down and dirty.
Right. I can see that being a compliment. Walmart anything is automatic slight.
It's like, oh, you're cheap. Cool.
He is. He's got a cheap contract compared to Devin Booker's contract.
Oh, my God.
Just keep digging the hole. Just keep digging it.
All right. So before we get to a very funny topic, is there anything else that stood out to you guys in tonight's game that you would like to have a conversation about?
I kind of genuinely love Devin Booker. Mm-hmm. I thought tonight it wasn't like a phenomenal game of his, but I thought he did a better job tonight than he did the last game by just playing the game, not worrying about it, all the extracurriculars until he got kicked out. Yeah. Basically, Monty was like, I'm not putting you back in because he was losing his mind over the refs. So I guess all that stuff, I really wish Devin Booker would just stop worrying about the refs. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
He's been better this year, but tonight, yeah, he got that tech and got pulled and screwed over Shane's, what was it, single game parlay, Shane?
He
needed one more point and Devin Booker got pulled and never came back in.
He threw a temper tantrum.
Because they were up 30 at that point.
Yeah, that's a bummer. But Devin did finish with 17 points, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds.
Not 17 and a half, though.
Not 17 and a half, Shane. Sorry, Shane. But Jay Crowder had a fantastic game too.
He did.
I loved watching it. We got hot Jay Crowder tonight, and I wish we would get hot Jay Crowder in like key games as opposed to like these 30 point blowouts.
Yeah, we needed him to have a good night and kind of get that because he's always been streaky. Like we know this, but we were hoping for the progression to the mean. Hopefully, this is kind of the start of it.
Yeah,
I felt bad. I felt bad for campaign. He's just playing in front of his family in his hometown.
Yeah.
You could tell he was pressing a bit, and he shot 4-13. You know, so like I felt for him. I was hoping he'd have a big game off the bench, especially when things kind of blew open. I thought, oh, he's going to get a lot of minutes. CP will sit on the bench. CP3 will sit on the bench, and he'll get a show off in front of his family. And he didn't quite get there. I know he's still trying to work his way back after the injury, but I thought, man, that would have been nice for him to see that in front of his family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monty left him in or left Chris in for a little too long into that fourth quarter. I was starting to get a little concerned and wonder why campaign wasn't playing in his hometown.
It was a question, right? Yeah. Like, why did Chris Paul play so many minutes in the fourth quarter with that big of a lead?
It's because what was happening in the third quarter was the Suns were playing sloppy.
Right.
And you could see a scenario where the Grizz could get right back into the game. So you have to put Chris Paul in there to control everything and chill.
Not have a situation like we had the other night.
Exactly. And so he did that. He calmed the tide, and then he came back out of the game at about the six-minute mark. And yes, Manuel, I did see that
one. Let's put that one up there. That's fine.
Which one? I missed it.
Manuel says, Espo is the Walmart version of Fluffy. That's a com. I'll take it. Dude's funny. Oh, if man. If I'm only a partially as funny as Gabriel Iglesias, yeah. I'll take it.
He's performing at
the comedian.
Sold out.
The comedian.
He's Hispanic. He's the one that says, I'm not fat, I'm fluffy.
But he's like really big.
I probably,
guy.
If I saw his face,
I'm not Hispanic, but I'll take it. Okay. Like, I'll be fluffy.
I get what you're saying. Okay.
I don't.
Lindsay, you got to get with the times.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I just don't like Walmart a lot because I feel like it's an insult to say Walmart anything.
What if I say the Target?
Target is better.
Target is a step
that's
up.
Fine.
He's the Target.
There we
like
go.
Evan Booker.
Like you,
okay.
you see the things that they say, like the people at Walmart. It's always some crazy ass. Yeah.
Nobody's
right?
like, hey, you know what? I'm really bored or I'm feeling really bad about myself. I'm gonna go to Walmart. Right. But
to
they do
better.
Say, you know what? I need a pick me up. I'm gonna go to Target.
Yes,
or the Five Below Devin Booker. Like that's a fine
just,
store.
Yeah, just not
Five
Below.
Walmart. Fine.
Yeah, Walmart's.
We won't
like,
use Walmart.
Walmart's like the Florida okay. of like stores.
The Florida. The Florida Whoa. Devin Booker. I don't think he go there. All right. You finally made it understandable.
That's funny.
No Toe Capone. Shout out to the fluffers.
Walmart is the places. Okay.
Well played, Low Tone. I like that.
So obviously, the only thing that was really serving anything tonight on the Grizzlies was Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. And Ja Morant's hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times when we watched that game, I love Ja's hair. I really
yeah,
love
at
Ja's
least
29 hair.
29 times.
I really did. It's just great. I love it. So, in honor of that, we're going to flip things around, though. What is the worst hairstyle you guys have ever had?
I haven't really had. I've never been faddish about my hairstyles. Like, when I was in the military, it was basically a buzz cut. And when I was in high school, it was basically a buzz cut. So, here's what I look like when I had a buzz cut.
That's Can we talk terrible. More about the shorts?
It's not
going on there with the shorts.
I'm on a cruise and I'm in fucking swim trunks.
Oh, it's
trunks.
It's swim trunks. Yeah. All right.
He's got his swim trunks and his flippy floppies.
I mean, the fucking water's right behind me. How do you not know what the fuck is going on?
I will say, because I did ask you when we were kind of like throwing this idea around, I was like, do you have an odd shaped head? Because you know, sometimes people, when you shave your head and all of a sudden you're like,
yeah, it looks like a milk
What
duck?
Happened?
Yeah,
I thought my head was like round and then it's like, you know?
It's flat on the back. Yeah, or it's, totally.
Yeah.
No, my head
you
is
could
sexy.
Pull it off.
My head is sexy as fuck.
The amount of random body parts that you have called sexiest parts on yourself is hilarious.
It's because I'm growing it out for the wedding. And after the wedding's over, I'll be cutting it. She wanted me to have hair. And there we go.
Okay. What did it say?
Oh, man.
It says Saul looked like the Walmart version of Vin Diesel.
This is true.
Oh, man.
This is absolutely true.
I'm already terrified.
I actually have
what
a video
gonna...
of myself as Vin Diesel. You know,
do you really?
Remember those? The
face swap.
The face swap.
Yeah.
I have like a little ad. I think I thought I posted
that
before.
You showed it to me before.
I actually played it on the Solar Panel before. Once
I don't think
time,
you should so show it to
We're
going
to have to pull that out of the archive footage.
I don't think
so. Okay, yeah, fine. While we move on. I'm going to come to you last, Gerald.
Yeah, come to me last. Mine's
I haven't
bad.
Seen your picture, but when Gerald sent it to our producer, Shane, he laughed out loud. So I'm really excited for this.
It's
so
unbelievable.
You are up next.
Look, my hairstyle was very much like Memphis's. It was really, really freaking bad. I had frosted tips. First off, that looks nothing like me now. I admit that. But yeah, I had the frosted tips.
Did you dye your hair that black too, or is that your natural color?
No, that's my natural hair color. Okay. But but I do love the fact that I thought, you know what, I'm gonna go with cool frosted tips and wear a freaking polo shirt. Like, what the hell was that? Where was that picture from? That's a family photo.
Okay,
actually.
Family photo.
But like, I really don't understand what I was thinking. Not that I'm the bastion of fashion now. But,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Manuel coming hard. Saul is Vin unleaded.
Okay, I just sent it to Shane. He's got it right now. So
okay. So while we wait for Shane to get into that one, Gerald,
can I got to tell the story first?
Okay, tell the story and then we'll put the picture up.
Disclaimer. So I was about to go on a trip to Vegas with my friends for one of my friends' birthdays. So I needed a haircut. So I didn't have time to go to my normal sports clips. I went to Supercuts, which was a mistake. Haven't been to Supercut since I was like 10.
There we go. He's the Supercut Devin Booker.
Oh, don't ruin his story. Not,
we can't go back. Supercuts is the Walmart, is the Florida of these places. So anyway, I go to Supercuts, and I swear the person cutting my hair, like, they were mumbling their words. So I thought they were just weird. I thought they were just, you know, somebody that works at Supercuts. And I think they were drunk, because when I sat in the chair, I got like a whiff of just alcohol.
You legitimately think they were drunk?
And I'm like, oh, I already have the thing around my neck. They put the bib or whatever the fuck it's called on me. And
like you're going to eat barbecue.
He said the bib or the bucket, whatever they call
whatever they call it. And they put it around me, so I couldn't get out. And I swear to God, first thing, this dude bobbles the clippers and takes a small chunk out of the back of my hair. Like a small, like a sizable chunk of hair. No. They didn't like cut me or anything, but like took a chunk out of the back of my hair. And I'm like, the fuck just happened? And he's like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, is this haircut going to be free? And he's like, no, we don't do that. So I was pissed. So I get up and storm out, only to realize like 5 seconds after I leave the place, I'm like, I have to fix this myself now.
Oh,
show it.
So I go home.
Show it.
And I gave my So I gave myself a faux hawk.
Oh no!
Does that qualify as a faux hawk?
It's not even a faux hawk. It's an attempt at one.
Damn.
You look like De Niro from Taxi Driver.
That's so
holy
fucked up.
Crap!
So,
oh my god!
I wound up having to shave the top off because it just looked stupid. And so for a good like 3 months, I was rocking probably like an eighth of an inch hair. Man.
I feel like Jared
I was
just
practically
wanted,
bald.
I'm never
I feel like
taking
Jared
this down.
Just wanted the excuse to show himself and those guns off those shoulders.
I mean,
why? Okay,
it's an added benefit for an embarrassing picture.
Why didn't you just go to a different hair place?
Because I was in a rush and I was flustered and I just wanted to get home. And then I got home and I was like, fuck, now I have to fix this hair myself.
But you wish you had a hat.
So Sam, Jared looks like he quit the military.
I really do. I really do.
It's a reverse LeBron going on.
Oh, no.
Oh man.
So needless to say, I was lonely and very single in Vegas for that trip.
Oh, and you did it in Vegas on vacation.
It was right before Vegas, man.
You should have just
was,
worn a hat or a beanie.
It was my pre-Vegas
time.
Cut.
Damn.
Yeah, I was going to, but then like, you know, we'd go out to the clubs with all the fancy like
yeah,
suits.
Yeah, and you
and,
couldn't really do that.
Yeah,
there.
I couldn't wear a hat in the
you
club.
You go to in Zoot Suits to the club?
Like people where they dress up for the fancy dinner and then they go to the club and they're all wearing.
I need to see Gerald in a zoot suit.
I need to see him in a zoot suit too. Like what? All I got is like this gold, like silky kind of suit thing going on in my head now.
I have a zoot suit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me, Shane.
Okay, I have another question. This is just for you guys because I can't relate to this one. I've always had long hair. If something like that happens, because I have had multiple people tell me stories like that, why don't you just leave the patch there? It's going to grow back faster than to shave off all your head and grow it all back.
I mean, it was like, it wasn't completely on the back. It was like on the side back. So it was like, you could still see it from the side. You could still see it from the back. And
but
it was
still,
like
it's
a
just
sizable
one chunk.
No.
It was a sizable chunk though.
What if I cut half your one your strands of hair off? You're gonna just sit there and rock it?
So if you
I wouldn't shave my head.
If you had
if you took a chunk of my hair off right here, I would not shave my head.
I mean, but
okay,
if I cut,
I would fold it over or something, but I would not shave it off.
No, I'm saying if I cut it a chunk of your longer hair there, just down here, wouldn't you even the rest of it out? You're not going
to
leave that trunk out and be like,
would have
well,
to.
It'll grow out eventually.
This is the style. Look at
this.
My name
eventually.
Is Karen. Hey.
Loki might Karen. Not even it out because I don't think I would look good with short hair. Okay, I don't have a picture because when I got out of college, I basically like scrubbed every college-esque picture off of my social media accounts. I had bangs
there's,
one time, though, and it was
out
not
there.
Cute.
There's somebody out there that went to your high school.
Don't
Sierra
put that
Vista.
Out there in the world. Don't put that out there.
You changed your name.
I'm
going
to find it. I'm going to find a picture.
You weren't Lindsay Smith in high school, were you? There's a whole backstory.
No. No, but I did have bangs, and bangs are not cute. Like, there's a small amount of women I feel like who can really pull off bangs.
Zooey Deschanel.
So good with that.
It's Zooey Deschanel, and then there's everyone
but
else.
But you either, it's you either look really, really good with bangs, or you look awful with bangs. There's like no middle ground.
See, rocking bangs.
What's wrong with bangs? What is wrong with bangs?
For those of you who are listening to the show, Espo just took his hat off, and his bangs are.
Yeah, if you're listening to this one, I highly recommend just, you know, for the last half of this, come to YouTube real quick just to see Gerald's haircut. If nothing else,
it's tragic.
Saul and Espo's were really fun, but you definitely got to see Gerald's.
And here's the
quite entertaining.
And here's the extra clip that I was talking about.
Oh my god.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
There's Saul unleaded.
You definitely look like Vin Diesel.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. You too.
I wish I had the body of Vin Diesel. Right now I got like Vin like just fold over everywhere.
You're like 7 inches taller than Vin Diesel. He's like 5'4" though.
It's true.
I know. He's tiny dude.
What?
Betting Espo 500 plus 500, Espo is rocking the fro. I have never had a fro. No. Wow. Why would you think I had a fro? Like,
I don't know.
Greg Espo's eat fro.
Look at Gerald coming through.
Before we sign off for the night, is there anything else you guys would like to talk about, takeaways or things that you want to see differently?
I would like to say, if you're not a member, become a member, please. Mm-hmm. And make sure that, I don't know what he's laughing at. What's he laughing at now?
Saul starring in The Speed Limit and Even Tempered.
Become a member and join this ridiculous circus of ours because it's nonstop fun. Plus, Gerald writes some great content. We're going to have some future content behind the paywall that you're going to want to take advantage of. We have some interviews coming up. We have some other video segments coming up. So please, please, please become a member. And for a membership, you can get a free t-shirt.
All of our PHNX Suns t-shirts are buy one, get one free.
Yep. For Suns fans and members only.
Yes. So to take advantage of that, become a member, go PHNX.com and,
I do have a basketball thing.
Okay.
I do not need to see Jalen Smith play any more basketball.
No, I don't either.
I think I'm about done with the Jalen Smith experience.
Yeah.
I'd rather Ish Wainwright get minutes or Hutchinson.
So bad tonight.
Like I don't need to see any more Jalen Smith.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was because Frank had just played a long segment and then JaVale immediately picked up his third foul when he came in. But yeah, those 5 minutes that he was out there were rough. Yeah,
you could have gone 4-on-5. It would have been just as efficient.
Poor Jalen.
I was really disappointed in Frank tonight because he didn't get 30 points. So.
Yeah, same.
I think you're going to be disappointed in him in the remaining games because he's not going to get 30 points again. I'm not going to have to get a tattoo.
He's just tempting
you, Frank,
the fates right now.
It's just not going to happen.
He's just tempting the fates right now.
The basketball gods are going to rain down on you.
They really are.
Frank is going to hit like 10 threes next game.
There is no such thing as the basketball gods.
Oh, no. It was such a good night. They were winning. They won a game by like 25, and then Espo.
Take it back, Espo.
Take it back.
Okay, I am lying. There are such things as the basketball guys.
There you go.
I was just hoping there weren't, because after I said that stuff about Frank, I really think it's going to happen. I'm going to have to get a tattoo. And I was just trying to hedge my bet there.
Oh, boy.
Where was it in the chat? One of the Cove crazies, Brian, wants to know, can we play Frank at the 5 and D at the 4?
I personally don't really care for that look. Oh. I think DA is best as a 5. I think Frank is best as a 5. I don't know if DA has a shooting as a 4 to play there.
No.
Frank does as a 5, but it's just not playing guys where they're at their best. And I know DA says he loves playing the 4 and he played it in college and he's wanted to have dual big lineups with JaVale, but you know, Frank is not the world's best defensive center, so playing him at the 5 isn't something you want to do if you're playing DA out of position at the 4, too.
You don't think that Frank, at least in limited minutes, could play the 4 next to DA at times?
I don't know.
If you're going to get a bigger lineup, maybe?
If you're going against a dual big lineup, you can definitely, but it's more of a case by case thing. Like we saw last year when they would roll it out sometimes. I don't like Frank at the four. I think he's gotten stronger. He's gotten laterally quicker. So I think he's best as a five.
Yeah. I agree with that. I don't think I definitely would not play DA at the four and Frank at the five. I think that would be a giant mistake. So,
we do have a question about, did we talk about Ayton for Simmons trade rumors? No, because that was like one unsubstantiated report. That's not even a real report. It wouldn't make sense for anyone. And you got to take it with a grain of salt because it was coming from a Boston guy. And the automatic kind of follow-up on, well, Ayton for Simmons wouldn't make sense, is trying to sneak Jaylen Brown into there. And, you know, the Celtics would come out of Ayton in that trade. You don't.
Where the hell would you even play Simmons in this lineup? You'd have to play him at power forward, and he can't shoot. So it does absolutely no good for you to have him.
You'd have
JaVale
and Simmons out there just staring at each other like, I don't know. You do it. I don't know.
Oh, welcome to shacting for three quarters every night.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh. To pay to be in that locker room after a post game would just be amazing to see Chris Paul and Devin Booker like, the fuck was that?
They probably get in a fight with somebody. Like,
probably.
You might see a little bit of it before they even get into the locker room.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wouldn't be a good fit on or off the court. But, you know, it's one of those things that's going to come up as we go through the season, especially. I really hope DA is back in the next couple of games so we can kind of put those narratives to bed.
I want him back from Minnesota. It would be nice if he came back for the second part of this back-to-back.
And just takes it to Cat.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. I see where your head's at.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's one hell of a bruise to keep you out five games.
It's so crappy that we've put Ayton in this box to where the only person basically people ever talk about trading him for is Cat. Mm-hmm. Because I really love Cat. Mm-hmm. I really think that guy is a fantastic person. And he went through so much last year. Yeah. But every time I hear Cat, I have an adverse reaction to it because I'm like, oh my gosh, stop talking about DA and Cat. Like, it's not fair to Cat. It's not fair to DA. Leave those two out of your mouth when you're talking about each other.
And I think the relationship with Devin's overblown, all that stuff. Like, I get it because that might be the next big name to want out of his situation, but. Mm-hmm.
But until it happens, and like, until it happens, it's just.
And comes from a reputable source, too.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, we don't, we're good.
We can't keep just circulating these random tweets. Like, just because you got a blue check mark doesn't necessarily mean you know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, I got a blue check mark.
So
I don't know shit.
So. Yep. Like, you just pump the brakes a little bit on the retweets of this random thing. Anything else, gentlemen? All right. With that, thank you for tuning in to the PHNX Suns VIP Lounge. We will be back here on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. to pregame the Suns at Rockets. So come hang out with us. And then, as always, we will be right back here after that game wraps up. So until then, have a great Saturday, and we will see you guys on Sunday. I'm Lindsay Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at LindsaySmithAZ.
I said bye.
Almost. I know. That's Saul Bookman. You can follow him on Twitter at Saul_Bookman.
The
Gerald
underscore's
Bourget.
There for the fro. There you go.
There you go.
Orphan dip.
Mine or yours?
Mine.
Okay.
Mine's way better.
You can follow Gerald Bourget on Twitter at Gerald Bourget. And, of course, you can follow Espo on Twitter at Espo.
Ahoy, hoy.